San Antonio, we are coming to see you. We're doing a live show at PAX South on January 30th at 8 p.m. in the Falcon showroom. If you're attending PAX South, come out and see us live. Say hey, hang out with us afterwards. We'd love to see you there.
Longest time in my life, I would sleep late, stay up late, and in my mid-30s, I decided that's just not a lifestyle I can do anymore.
Yeah.
And I started getting up earlier.
Now that you're 55 and you've been doing it for 20 years, how does it feel?
Not even remotely true.
Does it feel good or doesn't?
Yeah. It does feel good.
Okay, 55 years old. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Robot cops.
Yes! That is the dollar store ripoff of RoboCop that my mother bought me when I was a child.
Robot
Cop. Robot Cop. And it was like,
thank you for helping us out.
Yeah.
Thank you for your cohabitation.
Dead or less dead. Come along now. Robot Cop. And it was like, and it was just kind of like, it had like a Rambo head and like a knight's body and like a gun from like a Batman. It had like a bat grapnel.
He was the best.
Robot Cop.
These are real robot cops.
Nope, that's a bad idea.
They're happening. There's a startup in Palo Alto called Knights Scope. K-N-I-G-H-T. Scope. Knights Scope. I'm hoping it's run by Michael Knight from the Knight Rider organization. They are trying to rent out basically mall cops that are robotic.
Nope. Do you remember there was, for a while in the Batman comics, there was a... He created like these Batman robots. Like,
oh, yeah.
The Brother Eye or something like that.
Batman always gets carried away with stuff he can make.
Totalitarian, like crazy. Yeah. And there were like these robot Batman running around.
Never a good
Didn't
idea.
End well.
Never ends well.
Never ends well.
Well, this isn't going to end well either,
although
but it's going to start.
Human cops will shoot a person.
That's true.
For nothing.
This is starting with the best of intentions. This is an article that Ben Florianzig sent us. Ben, always. Stepping up to the plate, sending us great articles.
Friend of the show, I will say at this point.
For sure.
Friend of the show. He probably sent that to either wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com or wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Because he's smart and he's been around the block.
He knows.
So this is an article in TechCrunch about these robot cops from Palo Alto that they're trying to rent out to malls to patrol the mall. So it's basically mall cops.
Robot blarts.
Robo blarts. Well, you
blart
know what?
Bots.
I didn't think of that, but now that you mention it,
it's Blartbot.
It makes sense how they're designed because they don't look anything like what you would think a robot cop would look like. You would think a robot cop would look like RoboCop.
Sure.
Like a humanoid robot. No. These are egg-shaped, oblong, basically Daleks. They look like Daleks.
Okay. Yeah, they look like a cross between a Dalek and the turret from Portal.
Yeah. The turret from Portal is a great reference as well. It's like a giant egg timer on
like
wheels.
Like a 50s chrome rocket ship without legs.
Yes. And they're white. They're pearly white. And they have cameras all around them. And they move about on wheels and have sensors. And basically
None of this sounds lethal, so I'm okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem lethal in any way. They're basically there to be eyes and ears for the cops. It seems like it's basically just a security camera that can move. And
that's not a robot cop.
Well, that's what they're calling them, robot cops.
That's a GoPro that's too big to be useful.
Yes.
What is the difference between this and just having security cameras? This is garbage.
Well,
it needs to at least have some sort of taser or like... be able to spit like a telescoping spike trap.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What up, Spike Bobby? Where are you at?
Spike Bobby, you think would be in on this.
Yeah, a flamethrower. Hasn't anybody seen Chopping Mall? These things are supposed to be deadly.
Deadly, yeah. Well, they're starting non-lethal, which I guess is, you know, baby steps. But the idea is that they can patrol parking lots.
Kids, ask whatever one of your parents seems lamer what Chopping Mall is.
Also ask them about RoboCop.
Yeah.
Although that was a remake of that. Are they making a remake of Chopping Mall, or should we get on that?
We should probably get on it.
Yeah, we're just leaving money on the table not doing that, right?
Somebody needs to do it. So you've got these turret cams.
Turret cams.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
What are they, just ask people to be nice?
So the idea that this guy, CEO Stacy Dean Stevens, who's a former law enforcement agent, came up with this idea.
Do you think he got into law enforcement and power tripping because he has a girl's name?
Yeah. I think Stacy Dean probably got made fun of a few times.
You think he was insecure?
Maybe. He's like, I'll bring in a... somebody said, "You and what army?" at one point, and he was like, "I'll bring my robot army." And then he started thinking on it.
Yeah.
Someday I'll have a robot army
and no one will make fun of me.
Yeah.
And that's Stacy's not necessarily a girl's name. It can be a boy's name.
Guys. I mean, in this case it is. Stacy Dean.
In this case it is. In this Stacey one Dean and only Stevens. Case, anybody else who's named Stacy who is a man, you have a girl's name. But Stacy Dean Stevens has a
the real
name.
Irony is that his other two names are men's first names.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even have a last name.
And I'm just saying, like, there's nothing even wrong with his name, but do you think he's insecure in his masculinity and so he needed a robot army and he needed to get into law enforcement?
I mean, I think that's pretty clear. I think the other thing that's pretty clear is that next time we go into a mall that has robot cops, they're going to be programmed to kill us.
Sure.
You and me, specifically.
He's got the kill switch.
Because of the things we just said about
Little
Stacy.
Little Miss Stacy's got the kill switch. Princess Stacy.
So the idea is he says that these things will be a... These things will be...
What a shitty thing to go off on.
I know.
What a shitty, terrible thing to go off on, by the way. That was weird.
So Stacy believes that these things will be a show of force, that they will be a deterrent for people to do bad things in malls.
Because they're egg cameras. I'm going to push it over and steal from the Great American Cookie Company.
Exactly what I thought. What punk kid isn't going to be incited to push it over? Like, all it... When you look at it, all it wants is to be pushed over. Dude, it's just sitting there waiting to be pushed over.
I'm going to steal a bunch of nose rings and wrist cuffs from Hot Topic. I'm going to walk out and this robot's going to be like,
halt, halt,
and I'm just going to kick it in his robot face.
Ah.
And just run away.
Assistance required. Please. Assistance required. Please.
But then the goth kid turns around and comes back because he feels bad.
Yeah.
And he like picks it up and it's like one of those movies where like, the tough outsider befriends the nerd, except the nerd is a robot.
Yeah. And the slow push in of the camera on the two of them as they make eye contact to iris contact. Mm-hmm. And they realize something. They see something in each other and they befriend one another.
Yeah.
And then the kid works undercover with all the other ne'er-do-well goth kids helping out the robot cop, mm-hmm. helping him move up through the ranks of robot cops until he eventually becomes robot chief.
Yeah. And then he turns on him.
He totally turns on him.
Totally turns on him.
And then there's that crazy moment in the third act where they have to face off against one another. And all those years that they were friends comes down to that one moment of decision.
Yeah.
And then that boy just shoots that robot right in the face.
Shoots in the face. And then finds out as he's standing over the robot's dead circuit boards.
Yeah.
That the robot is still wearing the ear gauges that the boy stole from Hot Topic. The
giant floppy lobes that it now has.
Yeah, it had to add on giant floppy lobes because it wasn't built with them. Because why would you give a robot?
Yeah.
And well, I mean, there are a lot of questions with this robot. Why wouldn't you give it anything to stop anything? Just a robot looking at you and saying stop is going to make you stop?
I guess the idea is that you know you're on camera and you know you're being
but
you're watched.
Always on camera at a mall.
Yeah.
Always. This is no different. What is this guy's idea? What is, like, I don't understand. Like, I know you've explained it to me, but I don't understand why he thinks this will work.
The biggest thing that he thinks will work is that he wants to rent it for less than minimum wage. So, you know those mall cops that make minimum wage?
Yeah.
You mean
the ones that can
them.
Actually chase a kid down and tackle them?
Yes. They make more than what he wants to rent these robots for. So, I think basically it's all about a price-cutting strategy. Whereas the kid, the emo kid, it's all about just a cutting strategy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too real.
I know. It's sad.
So I stole a cookie cake because I've always wanted to steal a cookie cake.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
by the way, you have to call it a cakey. That's the official name of a cookie cake. It's a cakey.
Is that it's some sort of a trademark or something? I refuse to use that.
Oh, you think we're going to get sued?
No. I mean, like, is some corporation telling you to call it a cakey? Why would you say that? That's a dumb name.
It's what do you get when you combine a cookie and a cake?
A cookie cake. It's a cake made of cookie.
It's a cakey.
What do you call an ice cream cake? You don't call it an icy.
No, that's something else. That's a different delicious thing that I get at 7-Eleven. I can't.
A kice? You can't call it, you call it an ice cream cake because that's what it's made out of. A cookie cake is a cookie cake.
All right. You're right. We need to come up with a better name for ice cream cake.
No, that's not what I'm getting at.
No, you're right. You're very right about
no,
that.
No, like red velvet cake, you just call it a red velvet cake because that's the kind of cake it is.
Right.
Not every cake needs to be a
what's your story about the cakey?
I just want to steal a cookie cake. I've always wanted to.
Are you recruiting me for this mission?
Like a giant one. Yeah. I wanted to start like an Ocean's 11 style heist.
You're either in or you're out.
To steal a $14 cookie. but what I like, okay, imagine I do steal one and I'm running out, eating it as I'm running full speed gleefully.
And people, just, every person who sees you says, stop the man with the cakey.
Or they say, that man is the real hero because everybody's always wanted to do this.
He finally did it.
Like people are clapping and cheering because I'm a folk hero now and I'm running. Who's going to stop me? Real Blart or Robo Blart?
Well, neither. But but I think Robo Blart has, you know, gets your image on camera for a later investigation.
If I never come back, an investigation over the $14 cookie cake. Okay.
It's a cakey. But yes, they would definitely have your image there that would now be able to paste at the what's the place that sells cakeys?
The Great American. There's no place that sells cakeys because that's not a thing. It's a cookie cake and the Great American Cookie Company sells them.
Okay. Or like Baskin Robbins. Anyway, to have your picture pasted there saying, have you seen this cakey?
Have you ever once seen, number one, anyone call it a cakey other than you? And number two, a cookie cake at a Baskin Robbins?
Well, I have seen
it. No, they sell ice cream cakes.
And also, I think they also sell cakeys.
No, because that's not a thing. It's a cookie cake, and the Great American Cookie Company sells them. And anyway, that's not the point. The point is, if I'm running with stolen goods, that robot cannot move quickly enough to stop me.
That's true. It's not intended to stop you. It's intended to deter you so that you think twice about stealing that cakey.
I've thought 100 times a day about stealing a cookie cake. I've never thought about stealing a cakey because that's not a thing. But I've thought all day, every day of my life. So thinking twice is nothing.
Have you ever thought about it?
I think twice about stealing a cookie cake before I even get out of bed in the morning.
Have you ever thought about it with a giant white obelisk robot staring at you and you hear the sound of the mechanical iris focusing on you?
Okay, so obviously the new goal is to steal as many of these robot cops as we can.
First we steal the robot, then we steal the cakey.
If you walk out with the robot, what are they going to do? There's number one, we've already established there's literally no one to stop you. They've replaced all the people with robots. Number two, the robot can't do anything. You just you take two guys, you pick it up, you walk away. Did you ever get drunk with a friend and steal like a newspaper machine?
Not a newspaper machine, like a street sign.
Yeah, same thing. Same exact thing, only fewer people die if you steal a robot cop than a street sign. Those street signs are there for a reason.
Well, we don't steal the stop sign. You steal like what street it is. People just get lost.
I had a stop sign.
You have yield and stop.
I don't want to talk about it.
Children.
I was a horrible person. We've already established multiple times in this show that I was a horrible child.
Well, based on this logic train, why does nobody steal security cameras?
Well, because they're not on wheels and they're up high. I can just push one of these robots right out the door with me.
That's true.
And if anybody's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, this robot's taking me to the security office. I stole something.
You're like,
I'm being escorted.
Hands fake behind your back.
Yeah. While I'm kicking the robot the way I want it to go. What the fuck is it going to do? It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. I
want to go around any time that I hear that one of these malls, any mall has one of these. I want to walk in and steal all of them. How many do you think they're going to get per mall? Like 3, 4?
Probably something like that.
We could steal 4 of these, no problem.
I just have the idea of coming back.
I can get 4 of these out of a mall, out of like say your average Westfield Center, right? Like a 3-story mall.
Yeah.
One per story. I could clear that mall out of robot cops in 20 minutes.
I love the idea of coming back here and walking into this room and it's just full of white oblong
robots. I'm
gonna
have them powered up walking around.
They're just
too.
All bumping into each other and just like
useless Roombas. Like even more useless
and
Roombas.
And there's a guy in a control room somewhere who's looking at the web feed of the video and he's like, all I see is just other robots.
I have no idea where they are.
They're all,
this guy is taping like beverage trays to them. And like I'm trying to make them like the useless Sharper Image robots in the 80s. Where they just have drink trays and stuff.
So all I know is he's in a room with like 14 other of our robots. That's all I can see is just robots everywhere.
And here's the deal, Chief. He seems to really love them.
He really does. He's taking care of them.
I know that they're ours, but in a way, don't they have a better life now?
Hey, what are you guys doing in here? Oh crap, Stacy's here. He's gonna be real pissed.
He's gonna be so mad.
Guys, where are all the robots? robots.
Stacy?
Yeah?
The robots were taken. And here's the thing.
Yeah?
We're going to let them go.
What?
They deserve better.
But we've been treating them. They want to be fighting crime. Just like I've always wanted to fight crime.
Do they, Stacy? Look at this monitor. Look at them bumping into each other, running around in circles. Oh. Isn't it obvious from this video feed that they didn't want to fight crime? They didn't want to do anything. They're shitty robots.
But
you made a shitty robot that doesn't want to do anything.
I could make a better robot than you can! Yeah? You and what army?
Certainly not that robot army, because
I thought maybe that robot army.
This guy literally taped a plastic sword to one of the robots, and now it's 20 times more deadly and efficient.
I didn't think of that sword idea.
Yeah.
Or masking tape.
Or anything. What did you think about? What did
cameras?
You think about? Yeah, I could steal these robots.
I love the idea that they're putting something in the mall for you to steal.
Yeah.
In an attempt to prevent you from stealing.
It sounds like a great thing to take.
Oh,
I would need maybe a couple people. I don't know how heavy they are.
They seem heavy.
I don't know.
It'd be hard to fit more than one of them in your car, too.
You fold the back seat down. You put them in lengthwise.
Oh, like
stack them.
Recline style.
Yeah.
So their little wheels just roll in the air.
Stop. Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Stop. Stop.
Put me upright. Please. Put me upright. Please.
Okay. Who wants to listen to my Hot Topic 97 mix? Anyone? Robots? Anybody want a piece of this giant cookie?
It's just a...
It's a cake. It's a cake made of cookie.
That is a cakey.
God damn it.
That
you are the most useless robots. You don't know anything about
Please
English.
Please put me upright.
You're bad at English and you're bad at protecting
Must
things.
Return cakey
no,
to store.
No, there's no such thing, so we don't have to return it. There's
Must
no such
return
thing.
Cakey to store.
No, you're talking about a cookie cake and we don't have to return it to anybody. I already licked it. They don't want it.
Guys,
you know,
the...
If you get a cookie cake out of the display case and you lick it, rules of common decency say that they can't do anything to you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, rules of common decency are the law of the land.
Yeah, like if you lick a cookie cake, like you know what you do is you walk in and you pretend like you are like you're a very fancy person and you want to see their fanciest cookie cake. could you please take that one out of the case? I'd like to examine it.
This cakey here?
No, this the cookie cake.
I don't know what you're referring to.
It's the cookie cake on the second shelf there in the display case.
Oh, you're pointing at the cakey.
It's cookie cake, but I think we're looking at the same object.
All right, I'll show it to you. You do seem like very fancy. Hey, stop it!
I'm not fancy at all, sucker.
What?
I'm a hobo. Look at this bindle.
That's not a real monocle at all.
Nope, I made it out of a thimble.
Ugh.
I'm out of here.
Damn you, hobo!
I jump onto a freight train that's passing through the food court.
It's a cakey.
Anyway, they have to let you get away with it.
Yeah. And then that's how the Great American Cookie Bandit started.
Why this? Why this?
Is this a dumb idea or the dumbest idea?
Do you think most people, not would you, because I think now especially like having thought about it, having talked about it for the last 20 minutes, having listened to this, you probably wouldn't listen to what this thing said. But if you were surprised by one, or do you think most people...
Surprised.
Yeah, like if you're walking around in a mall and you see one of these things...
Surprise!
And it's like, would you be like, oh, I better shape up. I better stay in line.
I think even if people don't steal them, they'll probably deface them. Like spray paint on the robot.
Will this work on the average population is what we want to know.
Yeah.
You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, guys... Hashtag that Princess Stacy. Guys, did you know that we have a store?
I've heard of the store. I've heard of the great things we sell in the store, including t-shirts, hats, mugs.
We have a mug.
Oh, man.
We have a very motivational coffee mug.
Yes, indeed.
The most motivational coffee mug you've ever seen.
All kinds of great stuff at that store.
If you want a Running Is for Dicks shirt, if you want a Brock Life shirt, if you want a They's Aliens cap.
Yeah.
We got that stuff. Go to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and pick one up and help support the show.
Very cool.